Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I would like to take you on a special trip. We are going to Poland's largest desert. That's right, Poland has deserts, and this one is Pustynia Błędowska. We're going to go for a walk today. I'm going to give you lots of interesting information. Let's get started. This is Poland's largest desert, which is nicknamed the Polish Sahara. I've been wanting to make this trip for over a decade after first hearing about it from an English presentation that one of my university students gave me years ago. The Błędowska Desert is open to the public free of charge year-round, and to get here you need to travel to the border that separates the Silesian and Lesser Poland provinces to a little town called Klucze. Klucze lies about 45 kilometers northwest of Kraków, or just 45 kilometers east of Katowice. We arrived at the desert with no problem at all, and were pleased to see that it wasn't too crowded, with free parking close to the entrance. Doing a bit of reading up on the Błędowska Desert before arriving, I learned that the sands were carried down and deposited thousands of years ago by a melting glacier. In fact, the desert really wasn't formed naturally, as over time, human activities such as deforestation and local mining pushed the area to the desert form you see today. The Błędowska Desert site you're watching right now occupies an area of 32 square kilometers, which is about 12 square miles. The sands have an average thickness of 40 meters, to the deepest level being 70 meters. But what's it like to actually be here? Well, just going by what I see all around me, my first impression took me back a bit to driving through Texas or New Mexico or Arizona, but without all the tumbleweed and cacti. It really plays tricks on your mind, as you can't help but wonder if you're still actually standing on Polish soil. I just had to walk barefoot on the sand, so that's the first thing I did. The sand is really cool to the touch and surprisingly loose. In some places you get the impression that you might have stumbled on quicksand, as in some spots you get a rapid sinking feeling. On the other hand though, the sand is quite similar to sand you'd see at Poland's Baltic coast, and you almost expect to find the Baltic Sea just over the dunes. I talked to an older gentleman near the entrance who advised me to visit again on an exceptionally hot day to experience a real-life mirage. Being here for the first time has been a real treat, and my entire family has enjoyed it. After a two-hour visit, I couldn't get my kids to return to the car, as they really liked picking up interesting rocks they'd find deep in the sand. And my oldest son even found a nice piece of pure lead. I'm not sure if it's lead that found its way over from the nearby Olkusz mine or a piece of fired ammunition, but it was a fun find nevertheless. I have to also mention that during my research, I learned how the German Africa Corps during World War II once trained here, and today the Polish Army uses this area as a training ground for paratroopers from the 6th Airborne Brigade due to the fact that the sand provides the jumpers with a soft, comfortable landing site. Most recently, though, I was shocked to find out that pilots from the United States Air Force have also exercised over this very desert. Finally, the atmosphere here is truly tourist-friendly. While I'm recording this video, there are dirt bikes zipping past me, people flying kites, RC planes and drones, and one family even having a nice picnic together. There was even a photo shoot taking place against the backdrop of a neon orange Lamborghini. This place gives you a positive vibe, and it's certainly a destination I'd like to come back to very soon.
Thank you so much for coming on this little trip with us today. I hope you found it entertaining and educational. I'm putting links in my description so you can read more about it and hopefully physically come to the place in the future. If you have not subscribed to my channel, what are you waiting for? Click the subscribe button right here on my left palm so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you next time.